Rents have reached a record high and have increased by almost 13% compared to the same time last year. The latest survey from the property website daft.ie also found that at the start of this month, across the entire country, there were just 716 homes listed as available to rent. A year ago, the figure was 2,500. Earlier in the week, we heard how there's been a sharp rise in the number of termination notices being received by tenants. The Residential Tenancies Board said this was because many landlords wanted to sell their properties. Trinity College economist Ronan Lyons is the author of the daft.ie report, and he joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Lots to talk about here. Let's start with those prices. You looked at advertised rents. What did you find?
In the year to June, so comparing the second quarter of this year with the same period last year, nationally there was an average increase of just over 12.5%. Now, to put that number in context, I mean, obviously a number bigger than zero means rents are rising, so rents are already at a new high, but it's the pace of increase that is so concerning. A 12.6% increase in rents nationally is the biggest increase we've seen year on year since I started doing these reports over 15 years ago. It means that rents are rising at a faster rate, even though the base is already higher. We have a high level of rents, and still the percentage increase is as big as it is. And as you mentioned in your intro, the main reason driving that is a lack of availability. However shocking the increases are, in rents, the availability figures are simply unprecedented. Having so few homes available to rent on the open market at any point in time, there's nothing like that. In fact, in Dublin, we can go back 20 years, and there's nothing like that over 20 years.
Let's talk about that then. 716 homes available across the entire country at the start of this month. Now, presumably that's just the figure listed on daft.ie. You know, there will be other homes elsewhere, but it's a very stark figure.
Yeah, I mean, what I would typically, when I see that figure, what I think of it as capturing the traditional rental sector. There will be some of the new developments that go online and go through daft.ie, but they will often, there'll be extra capacity there. So one of the features in the report is looking at that extra capacity in what you can call the multi-unit rental sector. So these new purpose-built homes, because you could say, well, you know, it wouldn't be a problem if we've fallen from, say, 4,000 homes being advertised to just 700 if they were showing up somewhere else. So if there were lots of new rental homes getting built. And while there are new rental homes getting built, in particular in the Dublin area, the speed at which they're getting built doesn't match the fall off in supply. Somebody like me would say, well, we need lots of new rental homes, so we want to keep the existing rental stock and add to it. We're not in that place. We're losing some of the traditional rental stock. And the question is whether the newly built rental stock is enough to keep up. And it looks like the answer is no. As you mentioned, a year ago, there were about 2,500 homes available to rent nationwide. Now there are about 700, so there's a big fall off there. And if you take that as even just capturing the traditional rental sector, you would need then the other rental sector to have the new build rental sector to have added that gap. And while it has added new homes in the Dublin area, it has not had homes at that pace. And outside the Dublin area, there's been effectively no new rental accommodation added over the last year. So we're losing rental stock at a time of significantly increasing rental needs.
So talk to us then about the figures on the other side of the equation, so to speak, about the number of properties under construction, or indeed the number of properties at the planning stage. What do the figures there tell us?
Overall, I mean, that's the silver lining here is that the pipeline for the rest of the decade looks strong, as in the total number of homes that are either under construction or for which planning has been granted, or for which a planning application has been submitted, or indeed which are at pre-planning, which are known about. So sometimes these would be discussed in the media. When you add up those four categories, there are about 115,000 rental homes in the pipeline. To put that in context, over the last 5 years, the country has added somewhere between 7,000 and 10,000 rental homes in the same sector. That's not enough to offset the fall, as I discussed, but it gives you a sense that what's supposed to come over the next, say, 7 or 8 years is a multiple, about 10 times or maybe more, of what we've seen over the last 5 years. That's the kind of scale that the country needs, given the shortage of rental homes. I would say it's not the only thing. These are regular market rental homes. The country also needs non-profit rental housing, whether it's through approved housing bodies or local authorities, and of course it needs homes for owner occupiers, but it's not really an either or. But that pipeline has increased, and in particular what has increased is the number under construction, which is encouraging. This time last year, about 9,300 homes in the rental sector were being built. Now about 23,000 are being built, so that will help. But unfortunately, the scale of that, even building those, say, nearly 25,000 homes, suppose they all come over the next 12 to 18 months, and that's probably a little ambitious, but let's give it that. That's only 25,000 rental homes in a sector that has lost about 100,000 homes over the last 10 years.
Considering all of this then, looking at the availability, looking at prices, is the situation for people out there trying to rent a home, is it likely to improve anytime soon?
In Dublin, if there's Dublin is the most likely place you'll see an improvement in conditions, and that's because of this increase in multi-unit rentals. So even in July, the sector added about 350 new homes, and that's great for those people who can live in those homes and who could afford those rents. Those are built to a very high spec, so they come with a higher than average rent. What I worry about is those who aren't in that space. They're not looking for a brand new two-bedroom apartment in Dublin. They're looking for something elsewhere in the country. They're looking for something cheaper. They're looking for something smaller. We don't have a good history in this country of accommodating, for example, single people, people who are looking to live on their own. There has been pushback when the sector has tried to build, say, more one-beds. People have been saying, well, you know, why are we building one-beds? That's demographically the way the country is going. We are moving from a country of where households were 4, 5, or 6 people to predominantly households of 1 and 2 persons. If you look at the rest of Europe, that's where the rest of Europe sort of is already. So unfortunately, the positive signs are limited really to that larger, more central parts of Dublin. What we don't see, and anecdotally, I was talking to someone last week. They're sharing a one bed with 11 other people. Sorry, 10 other people. There's 11 in total in a one bed. And I can't even imagine how that works. And it's providing accommodation, cheap accommodation for people who need it, who want to live on their own. That is where the sector, that's where policymakers need to focus their efforts. And as I say, it's not just about traditional market rental. It's also about social housing as well. We need significantly greater numbers. And as part of that, I think we as a public have a responsibility to bear that in mind when making observations about new proposals, whether they're for profit or not for profit. Mm-hmm. It's you know, those of us who have somewhere to live, that's great, but there are plenty of people looking for somewhere to live. The country needs perhaps 50,000 to 60,000 new homes a year for decades, and we need the country needs to be in a position, it needs to do it in a way that respects everyone's rights, absolutely. What we've found over the last 5 years, I think, is that the number of avenues for blocking a development have increased, a lot more legal challenges to developments, and clearly everyone has their legal rights to do whatever is in the legal system, but we need to do so knowing what the impact of that is.
All right. Listen, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Lots to talk about there. We'll have more on this later on in the programme. That was Ronan Lyons, author of that daft.ie report.